I've got to ask you about a couple of names that have been linked with Preston North End this week. First of all, is there anything that you can tell us about potential signings? Are you looking? I mean, when you consider some of the results you've had, you've been linked with strikers, but do you need strikers?
Well, we've always said that we're always we'll look to bring better players in if they're going to enhance the squad, whether it's a goalkeeper, centre-half, midfield player, striker, wide player. It doesn't matter what position. If somebody comes available, we think, wow, they're going to help us along the way, then we might be interested. But you look at the squad that we've got at this moment in time, we've got some talented players who are not even making the 18 at this moment in time. So we'll just keep, still, what, 10 days to go, is it, before the window shuts? We'll just see, like every other club, what's out there, analyse it. And now things can change. Look, we're a little bit down in terms of the defensive numbers compared to where we were a few weeks ago. So I would think if there's anything to be done at this moment in time as an urgency or a necessity, it will be a defender rather than anywhere else.
But if you, I think Stevie May's been linked with a move to Aberdeen. Is there anything in that? If you let him go, would that open up a space for a striker as well, maybe?
Look, there's been inquiries for quite a few of our players, but we're not going to let anybody out until probably, if at all, if we're going to do it, it'll be the last couple of days of the window, because there's no need for us to let any players out knowing that within a couple of games you could be short of a few players. So we're not going to leave ourselves vulnerable to anything like that. What we will do with any player going out will be for the right benefit of the player and for us as a football club. So we're not in a rush. We don't have to do it to finance deals or new ones coming in. Ultimately, it'll be all about sort of keeping the squad happy and making sure we've got enough bodies from now to the end of the season, because we've got plenty of games coming up and we want to finish the season really strong and see where it takes us.
So have you got your cricket bat with you, ready to bat one or two of these names away? Robbie Keane, is there anything in this link with Robbie Keane?
Look, I'm not going to dismiss it, but I'm not going to say that it's full on something like that. Look, if Robbie Keane's available, then he's a player that is going to attract a lot of interest with a lot of clubs. Would he be interested? I'm sure that sort of every club in the Championship would be looking forward to having the opportunity to speak to him. But look, these players that you're talking about could be out of our price range anyway. But if we link with people like that, it just shows where we are as a football club.
So have you spoken to him, or Peter, or anybody else at the club?
I'm not telling you that.
Okay. Lewis Crappen's another name, just one final one.
Well, he falls into the category again of what we just spoke about. At another club, earning a lot of money. If we link with him, then it just shows you where we are as a football club. So, yeah, it's nice to be linked with these sort of players. I can manufacture who we can be linked with through people in the press that I know, etc. It doesn't mean to say we're going to get them. I couldn't say that we're going to be linked with another X, Y, and Z. Don't mean to say we're going to get them.
Yeah. Well, we're going to chuck names at you for the next 10 days.
Yeah,
you?
Yeah.
You better bring your stick of rhubarb along.
Yeah.
We mentioned maybe if there is scope, if there's enough, if you've got enough personnel, that one or two others might go out on loan possibly. Is that something that you'll look at as well?
Well, as I said, I think that will be dictated right up to the last few days of the window, where we are with the injuries. I'm certainly not going to put us in a position where it's going to leave us vulnerable and short. And if that means a few players still have to hang around and don't get as much game time, well, that's what we have to do, protect ourselves. That's why the emergency loan window was so good, because, believe me, if the emergency loan window would have been around, one or two of our players would be out there on loan now, knowing that I could recall them back and allowing them to get some game time. So, again, it's all about me doing the right thing for the club, but also I am aware that players might need a little bit of game time as well, but we'll see where it goes.